It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. Get over it. Rob, you've got to text me so I can bring you a bottle of the Bloody Mary mix.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you got to be on this because I'm going to forget.
It is really good.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's actually very good, yeah.
Can I drink it straight? Is it like a much better, spicier version of a
V8? I had a virgin one when they brought it in studio. So, did I get a cut of this? Did I get a cut now? No? I just wanted to, you know. But it actually really is good.
I gave you a bottle of the breakfast sauce without charging you.
It stays in your fridge here.
But who uses it? I don't need anything but protein bars and shakes.
Oh, well,
here.
Then why not you just let me take it home?
You could have. You said you wanted it for breakfast.
Okay.
I was trying to be nice. Now you don't need. I haven't seen you
eat
breakfast.
I appreciate it.
There's your cut. There's your cut. There's more where that came from, Tiffany.
Whatever. Anyway.
Don't forget my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. My boy Anthony. Big truck, small truck, medium sized truck. You know what? Don't matter. And maybe if somebody hits your truck, Tiffany, you can go to
El Camino.
Status Truck and Trailer Repair.
If you have an El Camino.
You know what? I think we can. If you want to put a fifth wheel in El Camino, hell, we'll do that. Call Anthony, official truck and trailer repair Squid Nation. You know, we got lots of El Caminos in the nation, Rob.
We are the nation!
All right. I don't know why, but the generation I'm in, we love uniform talk. We love logo talk. We love to criticize. And
I think that's always been the case, though.
I don't know if I disagree, because I know you and I were just talking, and you had lots of opinions on it, which I like, because we're clearly just slightly different generations, I believe.
Well, Braves powder blue uniforms back in the day.
Oh,
they donated them to us. I wore the powder blues at West Georgia because we were the Braves back then.
Really?
The Braves donated them to us. They also donated us the home whites, but our head coach at the time said, well, you have to play well to earn them. Well, we never wore the whites.
So what number were you?
23.
So whose number did you get?
I think that was maybe Tommy Aaron, Henry Aaron's brother, who was a first base coach on the team.
That's pretty freaking
really cool.
Yeah.
Did you?
I didn't get to keep it. No, I wonder if they still have them.
Wow.
And I never got my letter either. I'm jumping on your segment. My bad.
No.
I never got my college letter either. I want to do that. I want to put it on a sweater. I want to do a Letterman sweater like old school.
All right. Oh, you got to wear it when you have your professor look. That'd be
it. Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
There you go.
All right, West Georgia. If you're listening and you're a part of West Georgia, we need to start the movement to get Rob Tribble's college letter.
Yeah. You know what they do? They make you donate like $75 to get it, even though I earned the letter. You know?
Can we raise $75 in this room for Rob?
Go fund me so I can get my letter.
We got you, Rob.
Venmo,
and you know,
Venmo, Rob.
I know a lot of powerful people at West Georgia. I got you as a distinguished West Georgia alum myself.
That is true.
Dylan,
I got
you. You better get on that right now.
I'll make the calls.
When I talk to you today at 4:00, you better be like, hey, I got some information on Rob's letter.
I'll have it for you.
All right.
That's outstanding.
Real quick, though, the number one logo for you guys, NFL.
Oh, right now, like, is
just
it, that's be
forever.
Ever?
It can be forever.
Ooh, I was going to say, I actually did enjoy, because the Patriots and Dolphins little rivalry thing going, so I did like the Patriots old.
Yeah.
Pat?
Yeah.
Pat
so
the
from
Patriot.
The 80s, yes.
And that's your dad, so that's really cool.
I did like that one, but then, let me think again. Rob, what about you?
I just go for anything classic. Even the teams I hate, like the Cowboys and Steelers, I still love those old logos.
I do like the Cowboys
That's the nostalgia
uniform.
And the old romantic NFL.
It's just a star.
And the Falcons, by the way, old logo. You need to go back to that. You need to go back. The most epic uniform the Falcons ever had. The white pants, black jersey, red helmet with the gold stripe on top and the red and the black. You know,
it's
the gold stripe is an homage to Georgia Tech and the red, of course, to Georgia. That's what's cold blood in that old logo.
See, I like the red jersey.
Like that too.
The red helmet and the silver britches.
I like those too. That was 80s.
Yeah. With that 80s logo, the Falcon.
Because the stuff they wear now is just ridiculous looking to me. It looks like arena football. I can't stand it.
Why does Nike have to add a stripe down the side of every uniform out there?
I have no idea.
I also like the Rams new stuff. I like the blue.
Yeah, I like
the
that
electric
old school.
Blue.
The Rams old throwbacks are kind of good with the white and the helmet.
Too,
like,
yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
All right, when we come back, we've got Jim Duquette joining us, an analyst on MLB Network and MLB Network Radio. We'll find out some more info on what's going on with your Braves. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game.